Okay, good evening, everybody. Welcome back to our Front Family Shir, our congregation Shari Tefillah. We are learning, as always, the Zecher and the Lunishmas, Miriam Frill, Miriam Baschai Mitzak, Allah HaShalom. May the Neshama have his chus, continuous Aliyah, and Zechira Latova, and the merit of the Divrei Torah that we will share this evening together. And we continue to thank the Front family very, very much for their commitment to these Shiurim, the Zecher Nishmas, their mother, Allah HaShalom. It should be Tizkul Mitzos, the Maisim Tovim. So let us get into our learning. So it is sort of Erev Shavuos. We do have Shir next week. We do have Shir next week, but Be'ezor Hashem, no reason not to. Erev Ma'amatan Toraseinu. I found a piece when I was preparing for other Shiurim that relates so much to this Shari Shir, and that is what we are going to be doing tonight, a piece of Rav Shimon Schwab from the Ma'ayan Beis HaShoeva that relates so beautifully to the idea of what we're learning with Tzuneinu Laso Ritzoncha and negating our will, breaking our Yetzer before the will and the Ratzon of the Ribono Sha'olam. Okay, it is Erev Shavuos, and Bamidbar, Parshas Bamidbar, is always read Erev Shavuos. Sefer Bamidbar is always opened the Shabbos before Shavuos. There are different reasons why Bamidbar, just like Devarim, is always read Erev Tisha B'Av. So Bamidbar always has to be read Erev Shavuos. So the question is why? I'm going to begin with one famous reason, and I am quoting from the Medrash. Okay, it's Medrash Bamidbar Rabbah, Parsha Aleph Siman Zayin. So the Medrash questions why the book of Bamidbar has to, what is the connection between Bamidbar and Torah? Bamidbar always has to be read Erev Shavuos, and Shavuos is Ma'amaton Torah Seinu, Vav Sivan, Kol Shodri Bashem Nasa V'Nishma. So then, so what does Bamidbar have to do with Matan Torah? So the Medrash Bamidbar Rabbah, Parsha Aleph, Siman Zayin, says as follows. Lama Bamidbar Sinai. Oh, sorry, what's the first pasuk? The first pasuk of Parshas Bamidbar. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe, and Hashem spoke to Moshe. Bamidbar, this is Bamidbar Aleph. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe, and God spoke to Moses. Bamidbar Sinai, in the wilderness of Sinai. Ba'ol HaMoed, in the tent of meeting. Ba'achal Dachodesh Hasheni, B'shana Hasheni, shall say some Eretz Mitzrayim Lemur. In the first of the second month, that's what we call year, in the second year from when they left the land of Egypt, saying, take a census of the heads of the entire assembly of the children of Israel, according to their families, according to their father's household, the number of names, every male according to head count. So why, the Medrash asks, does the pasuk begin with, and Hashem spoke to Moshe, Bamidbar Sinai? Where else do you think Hashem was speaking with Moshe? In the land of Egypt? No. What's the only other choice? In the land of Israel? No. Where else are they? If they're not in the land of Egypt and they're not in the land of Israel, where are they? Now, we know nothing in Torah superfluous. It can't just be stam that it says, and God spoke to Moshe in the wilderness of Sinai, because everybody knows that they're in the wilderness of Sinai. So what is this coming to teach us? Now, note, the wilderness of Sinai is also where we got the Torah. The mountain where we got the Torah is called the Mount of Sinai, Har Sinai. So what is the connection between Bamidbar, as in Parshas Bamidbar, and as Ma'amat Torah Seinu and Har Sinai? So the Medrash says as follows, Lama Bamidbar Sinai, why does this Pasuk tell you that Hashem spoke to Moshe in the wilderness of Sinai, and this is always read Erev Shavuos, Mikan Shanu Chachamim, from here the rabbis teach, Bishlosha Dvarim Nitna HaTorah, the Torah was given through three modalities, or through three, that is a real tongue twister. Through three things. Try saying that three times fast. Just joking. From here you learn that the Torah was given through three things. Ba'esh, u'bamayim, u'bamidbar. The Torah was given through the modality or the mode of fire, the modality or mode of water, and that of desert. How do you know? And now the Medrash quotes a pasuk to prove to you that the Torah is associated or called by these three things, Esh, Mayim, Midbar, fire, water, and desert, respectively. But Esh, Minayin, how do you know that the Torah was given through fire? Because the pasuk tells you, in Parshas Yisro, Vahar Sinai, Ashan Kulo, Mipnesha Yerad Alav Hashem, because Har Sinai was smoking in its entirety. Furthermore, the Medrash doesn't quote it here, but in Devarim, Parakei, it says, Vahar Bo'er Ba'esh, Adlev Hashamayim, in Vashanam, when it describes the Aseret HaDibros for the second time, it says the mountain was smoking until the heart of heaven, and fire, bo'er ba'esh, burning in fire. So we know that the Torah was given through fire. Har Sinai was on fire, was in flames, was in smoke at the time of the giving of the Torah. So the Torah was given ba'esh, Secondly, uminayim b'mayim minayin. How do you know that the Torah was given through water? Shanema, like the pasuk says, quoting a pasuk from Sefer Shoftim, actually, gam shamayim natufu, gam avim natufu mayim. How do we know that the Torah was given in water? Because the Torah states, even the heavens trickled, even the clouds dripped water. And the Medrash says, the heavens trickled, the clouds dripped water. This is a reference to the time of the giving of the Torah. The Torah was given through water, ubamidbar minayim. And how do you know the Torah was given through the desert? The Medrash quotes this pasuk, Bamidbar Perak Aleph Pasuk Aleph, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Bamidbar Sinai, to teach you that the Torah was given Bamidbar, and God spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai. V'lama nitna b'shloshu dvarim halalu. Why is it important to know that the Torah was given through Eish, fire, Mayim, water, Midbar, desert? Elama elu chinam l'chol ba'ay olam. Just like these three things are free to all the inhabitants of the world. Whoever wants to access fire, have you ever seen, they do it in camp. Sometimes my kids used to do it on the back porch, actually. They take a magnifying glass, have you ever seen, in the summer, and a leaf. It's very frightening to think of what happens to your skin without sunscreen. That leaf goes on fire within a couple of minutes. The kids know how to do it, and they've done it on the back porch. It's actually really, really cool science experiment. You take a magnifying glass, you hold it over a leaf, the sun shines through, the leaf starts smoking almost immediately. Just, it's scary to think what happens to our skin when we're in the sun for a few minutes or even longer. Okay, so why is it giving through these three things? Everyone who wants to access fire could access fire. Anyone who access to water can access water. And anyone who wants to access desert, which is also a metaphor for air, it's free, it's open, it's available. Everybody can access it. Just like these things are free to all inhabitants of the world. Kach divrei Torah chinam heim. So too the words of Torah are free. Whoever wants to access Torah can access Torah. So the art school footnote, I'm quoting from my beautiful Medrash Rabbah Sapp, okay? And it looks like the art school Gemara inside, the Medrash, oh, it's heavy. Okay, let's say the art school Gemara inside, and on the bottom they have footnotes with elucidation. So I'm just going to quote the footnote. What does it mean? One of two things. The Torah is free for all. First of all, the most basic shot is that whoever wants to access Torah can access Torah. There's no excuse for saying, I can't. And especially, I mean, this is the Medrash, Chazal telling this is 2,000 years ago, but today, I mean, Torah, Baal Peh is also to Moshe Misinai, so this goes back to the beginning. But especially today, it's so easy to access Torah. There's really no excuse to say, I can't learn Torah. There are speakers, there are websites, there are shiurim, there is Zoom, there are recordings. It is really impossible. It's frightening to think, when I get up to Shemayim, I'm going to say to Hashem, I couldn't access Torah. God forbid, he's going to say, really? He's going to show us all the options and say, you really couldn't access Torah? In the day and age in which I put you, do you really mean to think that you're going to tell me up here in Shemayim after Hashem, you couldn't access Torah? It's not an excuse that's going to work. Today, it's really free for all. Whoever wants to access Torah can access Torah. That is, art school footnote says, either the Torah, one example, one interpretation is the Torah must be taught for free, Maseches Nedarim, but I've heard, the Torah is meant to be taught for free. Interestingly, I heard Rabbi Jonah Steinmetz speak on this a number of years ago, but if the Torah is taught for free, Chazal realized that people will stop teaching Torah, so they had to start paying, just like Torah Shabbat Peh is not meant to be written down, but Chazal realized if we don't write it down, people are going to forget it, so Chazal had to make a number of emendations, I'm saying it wrong, yeah, to ensure that the Torah would be perpetuated. Alternatively, the Medrash means that Torah was given to the Israelites even though they were free of merits. That's quoting Esher HaNechalim, Artsko Gemara. The Medrash means that Torah was given to the Israelites even though they were free of merits, which is very interesting. They left Egypt on a very low level, and they were free of merits, but they still got the Torah. But let's take the most basic pshat for purposes of our shir, and that is that whoever wants to access Torah, there's really no excuse to say, I cannot access Torah. I don't know. I don't think it's going to work. I mean, it's not me saying that. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Lamed Aleph Aleph, that one of the six questions are going to be asked is Kavata Itim L'Torah, that you establish set times. And today, there's a lot of things that technology does that is very, very dangerous and very, very destructive. But there's a lot of things that technology does. It's wonderful brachos and very, very positive and very, very beneficial. And one of those is that it makes Torah really accessible. What's the excuse? I don't know what the excuse is. Then the Medrash continues, and the Medrash says, Davar Acher, another matter, by the Ber Shem Moshe B'mid Bar Sinai. God spoke to Moses at the wilderness of Sinai, Ella, call Misha Enu Oso Atzmo Kimidbar. Whoever doesn't make himself like a desert, what does that mean? Hefker. He has to make himself hefker. What's hefker? Hefker is like ownerless. The fields, we just had Parshas Bahar last week, the fields in the time of Shemitah and Yovel are hefker. The farmer's not allowed to act like the balabais, they're hefker. So anyone who does not make himself like a desert, call Mishainu Oso Atzma Kamebar, meaning hefker, he makes himself hefker. If you don't make yourself like the desert, meaning you don't make yourself hefker, which is literally translated as ownerless, you will not be able to acquire the wisdom of Torah. Therefore, the pasuk says, in the wilderness of Sinai, to tell you as you approach Matan Torah, but Midbar is always read Erev Shavuos, you have to make yourself like a Midbar. What does it mean? Just like a Midbar is hefker, it's ownerless, so too you must make yourself ownerless. Okay, I want to go, that's the point of departure, that's the Medrash, that's the entire Medrash, Parsha Aleph, Siman Zayin of Medrash Bamidbar Rabbah. We are now going to go to a very beautiful piece from the Mayim Beis HaShoeva from Rav Shimon Schwab. No, actually, just joking, first we have to go into this week's Parsha and look at the first few Pesukim, which I prepared on the screen. One second. Here we go. Okay, can you see it says Bamidbar 1 on my screen? Okay, good. Let's go. So how does it open? So what we just did is the Medrash on Pasuk Aleph. Like the Bereshit Moshe, B'midbar Sinai, B'Ohel Moed, we just did this. B'Achad HaChodesh HaSheni, B'Shan HaSheni, Sotetza Meretz Mitzrayim Vimra. And God spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tent of meeting, in the first of the month, of the second month, so this is 1 year, in the second year from when they left the land of Egypt, saying, what is God commanding him? Su'u es rosh kol adas b'nei Yisrael, take a census, take a head count of the entire assembly of the children of Israel, according to their families, according to their father's households, by the number of names, every male according to their head count. I just learned, and I should have realized it before on my own, but I did, I just saw Rav Shem Shafal Hirsch, so yesterday, let's say Tuesday, Monday, Rav Shem Shafal Hirsch points out, the gul golosim is from the word skull. S-K-U-L-L. So interesting. We say head count. But the Gulgulosam means literally skull. And if I'm not mistaken, this appears in Pirkei Avos, where he saw a skull floating on the water. Okay, just a little bit of a lesson in Lashon HaKodesh. Let's go. From the age of 20 and up, all who go out to the army in Israel, you shall take an accounting according to their legions, you and Aaron. Why? Because remember, at this point, they think they're going into Eretz Yisrael. You have to know how many there are who go out to battle. We have to conquer the seven Canaan nations. At this point, they don't know anything about 38 years in the desert. V'itchem yiyu, and who will be counting with you? V'itchem yiyu, I have Rashi over here for you. Ish, ish, a man, lamata for each tribe. Ish, a man, Rosh the Veis Avosu. He is the head of his father's household, he is. Who is supposed to stand with Aaron and Moshe when they take the census of the Bnei Yisrael? So Rashi says, Kishatifkidu Osem, when you count them, meaning the Bnei Yisrael, Yihu Imachem Nisi Kol Sheva Vesheva. Who should be with you? The Nasi, the tribal prince of each and every tribe, should be with Moshe and Aaron when they take account. And these are the names of the men. Now I have to point something out. The reason I'm pointing this out is because it's going to be important for Rav Shimon Schwab. I'm not going to want to go back and forth between the screen share. Rashi tells us that these are the Nasiim. But look, what does it call them in Pasuk Dalet? Doesn't call them Nasiim, Ish. Exactly right. What does it call them in Pasuk Hey? Esti? The Elishmos Ha'anashim. It does not say v'itchem you nasi lemater, nasi rosh lebeis avosav. It doesn't say v'elishmos hanesiim. And these are the names of the men that shall stand with you. For Reuven Elitzur ben Shudeyur, for Shimon Shlumiel ben Tzuri Shudai, for Yehuda, for Yisachar Zvulun, for Yosef, Ephraim, Menashe, Binyamin, Dod, Asher, Gad, Naphtali, Eile Kirui Ha'eda. These are men of a renown of the assembly, nisi a, here comes the word, the princes, Matos Avosam, the tribes of their fathers, Roshei Alfei Yisrael, Haim, they are the head of the thousands of Israel. Vayikach Moshe Aaron es ha'anashim ha'eila. And Moshe Aaron took these men, Asher Nikfu B'Shemus, that were designated by name. So they have been called men the whole time, except in Pasuk Tazayin, the Chumash says, these are the renown of the assembled, the princes, for the tribes of their fathers. Rashi, look at Rashi, ha'anashim ha'ele, eshneim asher nisim halalu. So Rashi again tells you, they are nisim, asher nikvu, that were designated, lo, to him, meaning to Moshe, kan b'shemos. They were designated here to Moshe by name. Remember this Rashi. Asher nikvu, that those were designated, lo, to him, Kan here, b'shemos, by name. So we have something interesting. If we're calling the Nesim, the princes, to stand with Moshe and Aaron at the time of the count, why don't you just call them the tribal princes? Why in Pasuk Dal does it call them Ish? In Pasuk Hey it calls them Anashim. In Pasuk Yud Zayin, Vayikach Moshe Aaron Esha Anashim Ha'ela. Only in Pasuk Tesvav, when the Torah narrates about them, does the Torah tell you, Tazayin, the Torah tells you, they are Nisi'e. They are the Nisi'im. Okay, so now we began in the Medrash. The Torah was given through three mediums or modalities, Eish, Mayim, Midbar. The second teaching of the same Medrash was that just like it was given by Midbar Sinai to tell you that just like the Midbar is ownerless, a person must make himself hefker, ownerless, if he wants to be able to receive the Chachmas HaTorah. Then we went to the Parsha and we saw them when it comes to the Nisi'im, who are to be called by name, to stand with Moshe and Aaron when they take an accounting of the tribes, it calls them Ish or Anashim, not Nasi or Nesiim, except for Amperek Tazayin. What's going on? Now we go to Rav Shimon Schwab, which I also have here. Okay. Can you see Rav Schwab on my screen? Mayim Beis HaShoeva B'Midbar. Yeah, okay, very good. Okay, let's learn this together. Okay, Rav Shimon Schwab Zatzal. B'Midbar, this is his first Ma'amar, his first Siman in Parshas B'Midbar, Sefer B'Midbar. Right, Deber Hashem Moshe B'Midbar Sinai. Very often what happens is when I'm learning a Sefer, not necessarily for a specific Shir, and then I did not take this out when I was preparing Shari Shir. This was not for Shari Shir at all. But as I'm learning through this piece, I said, wow, this is so relevant to everything we're learning. And then I put a little sticky, which you could see right here in my scan, and I set it aside on my desk / the end of the kitchen table. My desk is right by the kitchen table, and I often use the overflow of the end of the table. And I said, this is for Shari. It's really, really so much of what we're learning. B'midbar, right? Deber Hashem Moshe B'midbar Sinai. So Rav Shimon Schwab says as follows, B'midbar Rabbah, in Medrash B'midbar Rabbah, which we learned, you told me you could see when I highlight, right? Okay, so you know where I'm up to. Call Misha Enu Osa Atzmo Kemidbar, comma, Hefker. Anyone who does not make himself like a desert, meaning he makes himself ownerless, Hefker, Enu Yachol Liknos Es HaChachma VaHaTorah. Anyone who does not make himself resemble a desert, meaning he makes himself Hefker, is not able to acquire the wisdom and the Torah. Torah means instruction. Therefore, it says, B'Midbar Sinai. Make yourself like a Midbar. Remember, B'Midbar is always about Erev Shavuos. Ad Kan Lishono, until is the Lashon of the Medrash. So Rav Shimon Schwab says this Medrash doesn't make sense. But Tzarich Be'ur, even though it seems to be very simple, make yourself Hefker, like the wilderness is Hefker, then you'll receive the Chachma and the Torah. No, Rav Shimon Schwab says this needs clarification. So we might not even have a Kasha on the Medrash. The Medrash seems to be very self-explanatory. Rav Schwab is going to show us if there's a question on the Medrash, it needs explanation, and how are we going to understand it? V'nira Lefarish. It appears that we could explain as follows. I see I can't highlight so clear. Yeah, I'm up to paragraph 2. Good. The near the farish, it appears that we could explain. Shakal's man, sha'adam chai. I couldn't believe when I was preparing this. Anytime a person lives baha ani shalo, anytime a person lives by his own eye, az ha'ani chotzeitz beino ubein kono yisparach. Anytime a person lives through his own eye, his ani, shalo, his own, az ha'ani chotzeitz beino ubein kono yisparach, then his ani, his I want, I feel, I need, I desire, I think, I demand, that is a chotzeitz from the word mechitza. It's a partition, it's a division, it's a separation between him and between the Ribbono Shel Olam. Anytime a person lives by his ani, what do I need? Not what does God need? What kaviyachal? What do I desire? Not what is the Torah's desire? That ani is a division between him and his creator. If you remember many years ago, and I saved it, certain emails I save. I'm just going to look it up again to share with you. It'll take me just a second, just so I could say it properly. But I've actually saw this brought down in other places, including more recently, if I'm not mistaken, Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs writes this as well. I think, Belinir. Chana Voxman, many years ago, should I tell you when? In 2016. 2016. It's 2023. April 2016. Wow. Sent me the following 7 years ago. Wow. How long have we been learning Achari, Kanainahara? Whoa, it'd be a Skol Tzedek. 7 years ago, she wrote to me, I got this email. It ties into our learning about the eye. Someone once wrote a letter to the, this is brought down Rabbi Sachs. I recently saw it in him. Someone once wrote a letter to the Babacher Rebbe in a state of profound depression. The letter went basically like this. I would like the Rebbe's help. I wake up each day sad and anxious. I can't concentrate. I find it hard to pray. I feel that life has lost its joy and is pointless. I need help. The Rebbe wrote a wonderful reply without using a single word. He circled the first word of every sentence in red and sent the letter back. Listen to the letter again, now that you know what the Rebbe did. I would like the Rebbe's help. I wake up each day sad and anxious. I can't concentrate. I find it hard to pray. I feel that life has lost its joy and is pointless. I need help. If you notice, and I emphasized it the second time around, the Rebbe wrote a wonderful reply without using a single word. He circled the first word of every sentence in red, and he sent the letter back. The circled I symbolizes the ego, and if we only focus on ourselves, we will never be happy. The root to happiness lies in not I. Or you could say the root to happiness lies in removing the I and finding the Anochi. When we remove our, what's the first of the Seres HaDibros? Anochi Hashem Elokecha. When you remove my I, we will find and discover and be able to accept the Anochi of Hashem. And that's exactly what, first of all, okay, that was 2016. Kanayin Ahar, 7 years ago, and here we are, we're still talking about Ritzoneinu Laso Ritzoncha. It shows you what an avoda, how strong the Yetzer Hara is. V'nira lefareish calls man shadam chai ba'ani shalo. As ani chotzeitz beino bein kones barach. This means that we could mean to explain that any time that a person lives with his eye, that eye of a person is a mechitza, a division between him and between God. Aval kisha osa es atzmo kehefger, when he makes himself nullified, when he makes himself ownerless. In other words, he removes his own ownership of self, because who owns us? We don't own us. We like to think we own us, but God does. Kisha osa etz atzmo kaf, ger sarah mechitza beino lebein HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When he makes himself, remember what the Medrash says, you have to make yourself kamidbar kahefger. When he makes himself hefger, ownerless, that was the word I said before, nullified, he removes this mechita, but it's between him and between HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'az, efshar this kos lechachma, only then will he merit to wisdom, v'la havanas haTorah, and to the understanding of Torah, shehi das alukim, because that is knowledge of God. V'inyan hahafkerus b'chachmas haTorah, who? She'im, oh, so what is this inyan? How do you make yourself hefker in the wisdom of Torah? I found this to be personally very powerful as a Baruch Hashem undeserving teacher of Torah. I found this to be extremely powerful. What does it mean to make yourself hefker when it comes to the wisdom of Torah? She'im lamar harbe lo yachzik tova latzmo v'shelo yiska'e b'hora'a. If you learned a lot of Torah, you should not take good for yourself, and you should not be proud of your instruction, hora'a, Torah, mer. Don't have gaiva in your teaching. V'ha'ikr, she'im yichadesh chidushei b'torah. And the ikr is that if you have chidushim in Torah, you have novel, unique Torah insights that you didn't see brought down anywhere, something just occurred to you. Lo yakpid im darshim dvarav ufnei etzibur shalel b'shem amra. Don't be so makbid that if they say the Torah, someone heard your shir, and they go and tell it over like it's their own chiddush, it's okay. If they say your words before the congregation, not in the name of the one who said it, don't be such a kapdan. V'im ha'adam meisim atzmo kemidbar hefker. And if a person makes himself like the desert hefker, she'enu choshev shu habal habayis al chachmaso. He should not think. Remember I told you by Shemitah, you're not allowed to act like the Baal Sada we just had in Parshas Bahar. By Shemitah, anyone's allowed to eat from the field. You, your servants, manservants, maidservants, your family, the animals, you're allowed to eat from the field, but Rashi there specifically says you can't make yourself like the Baal HaBayis. So who does the field belong to? For 6 years, it belongs to you. In the seventh year, it belongs to anyone who wants, because it's really God's. So you can't act like the Baal HaBayis. The field must be Hefker. That's what Rashi says. That's what Rav Shimon Shvab is saying. But a person has to realize that any chachma that he has, don't make yourself like the Baal HaBayis over that chachma. You're not in charge. You don't own the chachma. Don't think that you own it. You're not the Baal HaBayis. Make yourself hefker. Zocha Hashem yitenu chachma piv dasu tivuna. When you really, nah, it's not a trick. When you really come to recognition that ata chonu in the Adam daasu melame danos bina chenenu meitra chachma bina vedas. Oh, Rav Shimon Schwab in Mayan Tefila, Iyun Tefila, is very beautiful on that first bracha, by the way. If a person makes himself like the Midbar Hefker, and he realizes that any Chachma is not his, he is not the Baal Bais over his wisdom, he will merit that Hashem will give him more Chachma. From God's mouth will come out wisdom and intuition. Okay, let's go, review. We began in the Medrash. The Medrash says, whoever does not make himself like a midbar, meaning hefker, he will not be able to acquire chachma v'hatorah, wisdom and Torah. Therefore, the pasuk says in the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, by the Bereshit Moshe, Bamidbar Sinai, Ad Kan Lashono, this is what the Medrash says, Tzarich Beir, the Medrash is unclear. It appears that we could explain it as follows. Anytime a person lives with his ani is a mechitza between him and the Borei Olam. But when he makes himself hefker, when he nullifies himself and makes himself ownerless, so to speak, he removes the mechitza that is between him and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and only then is it possible to merit the wisdom and the discernment of Torah, which is the knowledge of God. And what does it mean to make yourself hefker when it comes to Chachmas HaTorah? V'inyan hefkerus b'chachmas HaTorah hu? What is the matter of making yourself nullified, ownerless, when it comes to the wisdom of Torah? That if you learn a lot, you shouldn't take goodness for yourself. Don't think you're so great. And furthermore, you should not take pride in instruction. Because the ikur is, what's the main part of making yourself hefker? But if you have chidushei Torah, and someone hears you say a beautiful dvar Torah, and then they go tell it over in their own name, it's okay. Don't be such a kapton. If they darshan your words before the congregation, not in the name of the one who said it. Now, that's their problem, by the way, because Chazal say, Perakei Perakei Avos, Vatamar Esther Melch, B'Shem Mordechai, Kolomer Davor B'Shem Avo, Mevi Gula Lolem. Well, maybe Perak Vav, actually. Perak Vav, Perakei Avos. So that's a different story. But Lamai say, you don't have to be such a kapdan. V'ima Adam may seem atzmo kamibar, but if you make yourself like a desert, hefker, ownerless, humbled, nullified, you have to know that you're not the Baal Bais. Whatever intelligence, knowledge, wisdom we possess, whatever it is, it's not because we own that wisdom. You will merit that when you recognize that God is the Baal Bais of your Chachma, He will give you wisdom. From His mouth emanates wisdom and discernment. Why does this have to do with the Nesiyim? Ubazam muvan masha nemar. And now we can understand what it says in Pasuk Dalet, and that's why I began in Bamidbar. I'm not screen sharing back and forth, but if you remember the Pesukim, or if you want to look in your Chumash, but I showed you the Pesukim. Pasuk Dalet says, Moshe and Aaron are supposed to take a census. Who should be with you? V'itchem you ish ish, the mata ish rosh, the beis avosafu, the ish mosha anashim. It's calling the Nesiyim, but it calls them ish, doesn't call them anasi. 1 second. Nasi. It's interesting that in the word Nasi, read backwards, it spells Ish. Plus a Nun. Nun, Sin, Yud, Aleph, Aleph, Yud, Shin. Ish with a Nun. Nun stands for Naphilo Tosiv Kum Besulis Yisrael. Maybe it's telling you that if a Nasi, you'll see Rav Shab is going to say, a Nasi must think himself as an Ish, not a Nasi. Everyone else thinks of you as a Nasi, that's one thing. You have to think yourself as an Ish. I'm telling you the answer to Rav Shab. But it's telling you that there's a pitfall. If you don't consider yourself like an Ish, and you think you're a Nasi, you risk Naphilo Tosiv Kum Besulis Yisrael. You risk falling down, down. She has fallen. She will not arise, the maiden virgin of Israel. That's why we don't say Nun and Ashrei, because of that pasuk. So maybe Nasi read backwards is Ish with a Nun. The key is that a Nasi, not only a Nasi, anyone, in any position, people look at you as in that position. You have to see yourself as who you really are. I'm just a person. If you don't see yourself like a person, Ish, then you risk Nafla, a fall. Beautiful. Now let's see that, I'm smiling because you could all go say it over and you don't have to say Michal Harat Sada. That's why I'm smiling. V'itchem yu ish ish the mata ish was. So why does it call them ish? Okay. Umam shicha kasuv lahazkir. The Torah continues. Lahazkir kol echad v'echad mehem bishamoseim. And then the Torah goes, we didn't go through it because I didn't have time. I said it quickly actually. And then the Torah goes through ish nasi according to their names. It tells you. Reuven, Pasukei, Elitzur ben Shadeir. I'm reading from Echomish, I'm not changing the screen share. Vav, Shimon, Shlumiel ben Tzuri Shaddai, Zayin, Yehuda, Nachshon ben Aminadav, Ches, Yisachar, Nasana ben Tzur, Zevulun, Eliab ben Chelon, Yosef, Ephraim, Elishama ben Amihud, Benasha, Gamliel ben Pidatzur, Binyamin, Avidon ben Gedoni, Dana, Chieser ben Amishaddai, Asher, Pagel ben Achon. That calls them Ish, so you don't know who's supposed to be called here. And then you start reading the name of the Nesi'im. These names of the Nesi'im are delineated in Bamidbar and Naso and Baha'alosha. So Shimon Rab says, it's like we never met them before. Kilu zeh b'gisha rishona. Is this the first meeting with the Nesi'im? Remember, this is out of order because if you were paying attention, this is Aleph Iyar in the second year. But when was the Mishkan erected? Yeah. When was the Mishkan erected? Rosh Chodesh, why? Esti Nisan, is that what you just said? Yeah, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is how much before this? 1 month. This is, we already said this is Aleph Iyar. That's very clear from the Pshat of Pasuk Aleph. The Mishkan was erected 1 month before. What did the Nesi'im bring by the Mishkan? The Karbanos, that's exactly right. They designated Karbanos, Chanukas and Nesi'im. So we already knew who they are because we met them a month ago. But the Torah delineates each nasi ki yuzap gisha rishona. Like I never met them before. Vituma, this is a big pala. This is a big wonder. Sharei minyan zehaya ba'echad chodesh hasheni b'shana hasheni tzoseitzem meir tzitzayim. Because this counting that they, this census that they stood by Moshe and Aaron and they counted the whole nation was in the first of the second month. That's the first of Iyar. And the second year from when they left Egypt. But the Mishkan was put up a month ago. The Kvar Hayu Yodim HaNasiim B'Shem. And the Nasiim, the princes, were already designated by name. Sharei Shlosha Shavuos Mikodem Haisha Chanuchas HaMizbeach. Parsha Shmini, Vayibam Shmini. So what's going on here? 3 weeks before this, we already had the Chanuchas HaMizbeach B'Mishkan. Ve'osam HaAnashim, he puts it in quotes. And these men, Shenim Nukan, which are delineated here, Heim Hayu HaNasiim Shekriv Karbanos B'Chanuchas HaMizbeach. They are the Nesi'im, that when the Mishkan was erected on Aleph Nisan, and we have a whole procession and a whole week of celebration and all the Chanukas and Nesi'im, they brought their Korbanos. This is not the first time we met them. Od, bottom line here in column 1, Yeshu Dakdek. First of all, we have to be exacting. Shekan Nikraim Anashim Taka, they're called Anashim. Lashon Anashim Peshutim, a simple person, they're just a regular Joshmo. Ploni Almoni, next week is Megillas Rosh. They have no designation. They have no position of princely appointment. Even though these are the very Nesi'im, they're listed in Bamidbar, Naso, and Baalosha. These are the very Nesi'im who brought the Chanukah Samizbech by the Karbanos that they brought. Perek Zayin of Parshas Naso, it goes through all of them for the Karbanos that they brought. V'hayo lo lomer, and therefore the Torah should have said, V'itchem yu hanesiyim, the base of Osam. Why didn't Hashem say to Moshe and Aaron that with you shall be the Nesi'im, the princes, the tribal princes? That's who they were for their father's household. You have to say Ish, and Rashi has to darshan. I showed you Rashi. Rashi says, if we remember the Lashon Rashi, Rashi says, Kishetifkedu Osam, when you count the people, Sorry, I'm quoting Rashi. You imachem nasi kol sheva v'sheva. So Rashi has to tell you, you know who's supposed to be with you? Not just regular ploni almoni. No. The nisiyim should be of each and every sheva. So just put in the pasuk. Why does it say ish if it means nasi? Isn't that cool? Nasi backwards is ish with a nun. Because if the nasi, the whole world could perceive him like a nasi, but you got to perceive yourself like an ish. And if you don't perceive yourself like an ish, you risk nafla lo tosif kum. It will be your downfall. You have to know you're just a regular person. It doesn't matter what everyone else says. The gam tzarich beir. Furthermore, we need clarification. Sheteikaf achar pirut shmoseihem, because right after it delineates all their names, and I just read them to you. Namar, I showed this to you. Itzaka says then in verse 16, eide kirui ha'eda. Nisiei Matos, I showed this to you in the Pesukim. Remember I showed you the introductory Pesukim say Ish. The culminating Pesuk says Ish, but there's one Pesuk there, verse 16, Pesuk Tazayin, that says, oh, wait a minute. Eide Kurua Eide, these are the renown of the assembly. Nisiei, they're the princes of the tribes, of the fathers, the heads of the thousands of Israel. So what's going on? Ish, Nasi, this way, that way, who are they? Tokhdei dibur, and then immediately, tokhdei dibur is an expression. Before you can even say the next pasuk, niku shuv anashim, and pasuk yid zayin, they're called anashim. Listen to the two pasukim. Pasuk tes zayin says, eile kuruya ha'eda, I translated this like three times already, eile kuruya ha'eda, nisi'ei, matos avosam, roshe alfe yisrohem, and then, tokhdei dibur, pasuk yid zayin, ayikach moshev aron es ha'anashim ha'eda. Asher nikvu b'shevos. So what's going on? Vahateirets. What's the answer? Remember, we start in the Medrash. A person likes to make themselves like the Midbar to receive Torah. What does it mean like the Midbar? Hefker. What does it mean? Hefker? Ownerless. Nullified. And he began by saying, every time, as long as a person lives with his ani, ani shalom, I need, I want, I feel, I desire, I must have, I have to speak when you shouldn't speak, I have to eat when you shouldn't eat, basar b'challah, for example, but God says, lo shavasha gadi b'chevim, but I have to have butter after steak, not the parva, not fake meat. So what are you living with, your eye or God's eye? Az ha'ani chotzeitz, the ani is a mechitza, a partition, a division. And then he starts to tell us all about, he tells us beautifully how to make yourself hefker in Torah. Don't be such a cop down over your Torah insights, because they're not your Torah insights, they're God's. I have God one given to you, but he's the Baal Bais of your Chachmah. And then he starts to talk about the Nesiim, as if we just met them for the first time. It calls them Anashim. Rashi darshans the Nesiim, it lists all the names, but this is Aleph Iyar. I met them in Nisan. What's going on here? Furthermore, the Torah can't make up its mind. Anashim and Ish. And then Pasuk Tezayin, it says, wait a minute. No, these are the Nisi'e Matos. And then Pasuk Tezayin, Tokhdei Dibur, they're Anashim. Okay, so now that we have all that laid out for us, Vahateirets, what's the answer? Vahateirets, the answer is, Shalamda Makadosh Baruch Hu, Sha'af im Lagabe B'nei Yisrael, Heim Nisi'im U'michubadim. Even if the whole nation sees you as princes and honorable. By the way, this doesn't have to be princes. Okay? Whatever your profession, whatever you do, whatever your position, there's the way people see you, and there's the reality of who you are and who God sees. And a person has to live for who they know they are and what the Ribbono Shel Olam knows they are. Because in the Olam HaEmes, that's what counts. I can't live for other people. Now, please. Your reputation is not your own. I know what the Rav speaks about. I know the prohibition of Mar Sinai comes from there. Don't misunderstand him saying Chas V'Shal. Doesn't mean you could start sinning and saying or doing things that are questionable on Mar Sinai and say, well, I only live for God and myself. Right? But if the whole world says, you're Nisi'im, you're Mechubadim, Harei Mutal Aleihem Lasumes Atzmam Hefker Kamidbar. It is incumbent upon them to change that attitude, to make themselves hefker, nullified, ownerless, like a desert. Vilios be'enei atzmam ke'anashim peshutim. And to be in the eyes of themselves like a simple person. V'itchem yiyu, and that's why the pasuk says in pasuk dalas, says Rav Shimon Schwab, and with you shall be ish ish lamata, a person. Belili hischashev im sarara hakodemes. Sarara is like Sarai, became Sarah, princess. Sar v'shofet. And not to think that you have any, that they have any position of officer, prominence, dignitary, hakodemes, like they had prior. The Elish Mosa Anashim, these are the names of the men. Shenivcharu b'Torah Anashim, they fall into this category, this qualification of Anashim, just a regular person. The Al Yidei Hanhagazu, and through this behavior, through these actions, Shesamu Atzmam Hefker Kamidbar, he keeps referring back to the Medrash, remember, but he's giving us a lesson for Matan Torah, no. He's giving us a lesson for Kabbalah Satorah. Not Matan Torah. Matan Torah and Kabbalah Satorah are two different things. It may happen at the same event every day. God comes to us and says, do you want to accept the Torah? Paragvav Pasuk Mishnah Beis and Pirkei Avos. But just because God is giving, you have to receive. Rabban Shalom is giving me a present, a gift. Matana, Matan. Are we Mekada? So the question is, what does Parashas Bamidbar teach me about being Mekabel Torah? It's just a few days before Zman Matan Torah Seinu. In order to be Mekabel the Torah, what do I learn from the Nesiim? So Shrab is explaining so beautifully what we learn from the Nesiim in conjunction with this Majash. V'ayidei Hanhagazu, and through this behavior, Shosamu Atzmam Hefker Kamidbar, they made themselves nullified like a desert, ownerless. V'hishlichu me'alem kol kavod, and they threw off from themselves any kavod, kavod atzmi, honor of the self, v'sarara, and princehood, priesthood, dignitary, leadership, zachu l'hasarara ha'amitit, liyos roshe alfei Yisrael. Because they threw off from themselves any titles of honor, any seeking of a position of dignitary. Therefore, they were zochu to Roshei Alfei Yisrael. The Torah says, what was their reward? They were called, 1 second, I just want to find it for you, Pasuk Yud Zayin. The Torah calls them as the heads of the thousands of Israel. Why are they heads of the myriads of Israel? They were zochu to be the heads because they threw off any kavod for themselves. I think when we look at the leaders, our leaders in Klal Yisrael, Aaron Leib Steinman, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Zecher Tzadik Kol Shevracha, Maran Sarah Torah of Chaim Kanievsky, they were Mechatonim, Zecher Tzadik Mektoshim Levracha, they live for the Ribbono Shel Olam, not for other people. They lived solely for the Ribbono Shel Olam, and they were Zocha, that the Ribbono Shel Olam showered upon them, infinite, almost boundless knowledge of Torah. Lahavdil, when you look at positions of prominence in the Umos HaOlam, especially oftentimes in politicians, or in certain industries amongst Umas HaOlam, those people see themselves as godly. And one who can see the Emes La'amito knows when a person sees himself as godly, it's the most debased, immoral, lowly status that there is. When a person sees himself as God, a person who can see the MS recognizes what that person really is. Contrast that to our gedolim, our leaders, who live only for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Maseches Brachos, Chav Ches Amud Beis. I do not have time. I don't even have time to bring them up, but I am. So the Gemara, I don't have time to quote the Gemara, Lashon inside. But the Gemara tells us that when he was on his deathbed, Bo Talmid of Levakro, his Talmidim came to visit him and he was crying. And his Talmidim says to him, why are you crying? Are you afraid of the judgment? Are you afraid of death? So he's Patish Amud HaYimini Patish Chazak Ner Yisrael. He's the God Odar. Patish Chazak, the strong hammer. Amud HaYimini, the right pillar. Ner Yisrael, the candle of Israel. You're more than a Nasi. Why are you crying? They saw him as that position of holding up the Amud HaYimini. How did he see himself? Before me are two paths. I don't know which way they're taking me. Should I not cry? The flip side is, I know, I speak about this also. I know. A person has to recognize their talents, abilities, and capabilities and use them to serve the Baal Shalom and Klai Yisrael. I know. Don't email me. I know. But we can't let our talents, abilities, and capabilities come to such a degree that a person thinks, I'm a Nasi. Realize that Hashem is the Baal Bayis of your Chochmah, of whatever you have, whatever area of success. Even if the whole world sees yourself as a Nasi, see yourself like an Ish. V'ishtichu me'alem kol kavar atzmi v'sarara zachu l'hasarara ha'mitit l'yo rasha al-feisha. Because they saw themselves as an Ish, and they threw off for themselves any honor of self. I know I'm going over. No one's sitting here in person, so I don't feel like I have to excuse anybody. If you have to leave, I'm not insulted. I understand the time is up. You can catch on the Y Torah. I understand. But since we're here, and everyone's in the comfort of their home, if you can stay, good. Okay, let's finish the piece because we're almost done. Therefore, because they made themselves like Hefker, like a Midbar, nullified ownerless, and they threw from upon themselves any honor of self. The Babat Rebbe circled the first word in red, and he sent back the letter. They merited to the true honor, to the true princely statehood of being called Rashi Alfei Yisrael. Ubevo Moshe v'Aaron limnosis b'nei Yisrael. And when Moshe and Aaron came to count the b'nei Yisrael, the pasuk says, "Vayikach." Oh, I wrote it down in my own sefer. It's not on the scan, but I wrote it down in my sefer. But pasuk says, "Bamidbar 1:17." Vayikach Moshe v'Aaron eis ha'anashim ha'ela. It's pasuk yud zayin. And Moshe and Aaron took ha'anashim ha'ela. Now, when Moshe and Aaron come to count them, they need to get the nesiim. It says that Moshe and Aaron took these men. Lelamdam inyaza sheyasimu atram kafker. Moshe and Aaron came to take these men, pasuk men, to teach them this lesson. If you want gavos, if you want chachmas ha'torah, because that's the only gavos that there is, you have to make yourself like Hefker. You're not the Baal Bayis over this position. You're in that position because God put you in that position. Asher nikvu b'shemus, they were designated by shame. And remember I showed you that Rashi? I said, remember this Rashi? And he points at a beautiful allusion in Rashi. V'kehadageshus Rashi b'lishono hazahav. Look what he calls the language of Rashi. Like Rashi points out to us with his golden language. If you remember Rashi, Rashi said, Asher nikvu lo Khan b'shemus. I showed you Rashi and I said, remember. I know it was a long time ago. It's not on the screen anymore. But Rashi, to parak al pasuk yitzayin, says, Asher nikvu lo, that were designated to him, Khan, only here b'shemus. Perush Khan diyeka nikvu lemosha b'shemus ka'anashim b'shutim. Here, meaning Rashi uses golden language, says of Shimon Schwab. Golden language. Here they're designated, here by name, to tell you that here specifically, Moshe designates them like B'Shemus Ka'anashim Peshutim. Know your place. You're Anasi because God made you Anasi. You have wisdom because God gave you wisdom. You had a Torah Chiddush. Don't be such a captain. If someone says it before the Tzibur and it's not quoting in your name, you don't own it. God owns it. Because the biggest impediment to Matan Torah, the Nira Lefareh Shekozman Shadam Chai Baha Ani Shalom, the biggest impediment to being mekabel Torah is living by my I. Because as long as I live by my I, there's no way I can accept the Anocha Shemel Kecha. There's no way I can accept Shema Yisrael Shema Kenu Shem Echad. If you want to accept the Achdus of the Anochi of the Ribono Shel Olam, you must remove. How do you remove Sarah HaMechitza Beino Bein HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How do you remove that Mechitza? Ose es atzmo kehefker. You make yourself like the Midbar, like Hefker, and that is the greatest tool to being able to being Mekabel Torah. Yes, Malki, that's the Medrash in Pirkei Avos. Not the Medrash, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. And this applies to any person, in any position of Shimon Shvab is not only talking to the Nesim, and he's not only talking to someone who's Mechadish Torah, and he's not only talking to someone who has the Chachma, we all have Chachma Torah. And we all have positions of prominence in whatever we are, in whoever we are, in our interactions, and whatever we do, we're all doing Avodah Hashem in our lives. And a person has to recognize that all of our successes only come from the Ribono Shel Olam. Any success that we have in any area, and the whole world could say they're Nesiyim, but you have to see yourself as simple and Hashem. And I think it's just so profound, because when you look at our Gedolim, if we're zochet to have interaction with our Gedolim, if we're zochet to... I mentioned that this past Chanukah we were so zocha. Wow, Mizmor LaSodei Shavu Refuah Shleima Bekarov. We went to see Rav Shmuel Shlita. We were able to have someone arrange a meeting for us, Baruch Hashem, and we were there for my husband and I and three of our children, Kanainer, and we were mamish in his office for 20 minutes with this person who helped us arrange the meeting, who has a long history with Rav Shmuel, was able to take us to him. When you see how the Gedolim interact, the whole world, I know they know their position. I know talents, abilities, and capabilities. I know a person has to serve God with what he gives and serves the cloud. When the whole world sees you, Ganasa, you see yourself like an ish, that is making yourself hefker, kamidbar, and then that person will be zocha, says the Medrash, too. Chachma Satara. So Alavai, we should all be zocha to the Chachma Satara. We should all know who the Baal HaBayis is. We should all know that the world sees us one way, but we know who we really are. We should remove the mechitza of the Ani. And we will zocha to hear Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I was not preparing for Shari when I picked up the Sefer, but I could not believe how this piece, this ma'amar, this teaching of Shimon Schwab relates so strongly to our learning, because ultimately, Ritzoneinu La'aso Ritzoncha. This shir should serve as an aliyah neshama and a zechira tova for Miriam Fron, Miriam Baschai Mitzik, Allah Hashem. There is shir next week, Ba'azar Hashem, Erev Shavuos. What a better time to learn. Every time's a good time to learn. Have a wonderful week, Besoros Tovas, and Ba'azar Hashem in the right time, a good Shabbos. Thank you so much, everyone. Kol Tov.